Hello, and thank you so much for joining me to talk about I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. I am joined here today with Heather Lee Echeverria and Leslie Sofia Perez. Thank you so much for being on Super Sonido today.
Yes, thank you for having us.
So can you both talk to me a little bit about what your respective roles are in the play?
Yes, my role, Leslie Sofia Perez here, I play Lorena, and that is Julia's best friend.
Yeah, and I'm Heather Lee Echeverria. I play Olga, which is Julia's older sister, and I also play kind of a slew of other characters that kind of pop up in and out throughout the show.
And what is, so I know I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter started out as a book, and now it's a play. So can you talk a little bit about what it's about?
Yeah, so the play revolves a lot around, I mean, it does revolve around the book, and it revolves around Julia Reyes, which is our lead, our main character. And we meet her at her older sister's funeral, and we kind of learn that her older sister is that perfect Mexican daughter, while Julia, on the other hand, she's very opinionated, she's very strong-willed, she's very career-oriented. And so she has this idea that her older sister was the perfect Mexican daughter. But as we move the play, she kind of starts discovering things that maybe make her realize that her sister wasn't as perfect as she thought she was. But I think along the way, too, we learn a lot about her dealing with loss, and it's also a coming of age story. She's in high school. There's, you know, it's all about finding love, finding friendships, finding your place in the world. But I think on top of that, she's also dealing with this like huge tragic life event and how that kind of affects her and her mental health in a community that maybe doesn't necessarily talk about mental health very often.
So what do you hope that audiences will get out of I'm Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter?
I just want to add that, you know, this is the third time that I've done this production, and each time I always ask myself that specific question because, you know, it's very important for our stories to be told and mm-hmm. to be seen. And I really, I want empathy for the characters, and just knowing that, you know, you're not alone in people's mental health journeys and their struggles, and that you're very important. And most specifically, I think this is I think Erika Sanchez wrote this book, in my opinion, as a love letter to Mexican moms and daughters because of how complicated, heartbreaking, and beautiful that relationship can be. Mm-hmm. So I really hope that specifically the mothers and daughters take away more out of this story than most, because I feel like they can definitely resonate with those characters and the story and talk about important and hard discussions like this.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's what good art does, is it sparks those kind of discussions that might be hard to have otherwise.
Yeah, I think it's also will be really interesting to see, you know, how audiences react. And we've had some audiences already, and seeing how people react when they recognize the dynamic that's happening on stage. Mm-hmm. And also them the opportunity to open up conversations because they're seeing it happen on stage.
Yeah, that's awesome. So beyond that, why do you think this production is important for the Latinx community?
Yeah, I mean, Leslie and I were talking about this a lot, actually, because I think baseline, you know, there are beautiful Latine and Hispanic plays and stories that are written, but they're not always produced. And mm-hmm. I think something about this particular, too, is it is a story about a young Latina woman and her family and how her culture is affecting how she's moving through the world. But it's also just like such a human story that I think everyone can relate to, of that coming of age, of dealing with grief, of all of that. But I think for the Latina community, there's a special opportunity for you to be able to see this show and like recognize your tío in some of the characters or your cousins. Or, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also when a play like this is produced, it's important for us to, you know, show up and show out.
Yep.
For us to up on stage We know when you guys are out there because you're laughing at the things that we laughed at, and we know that you're recognizing those things. But also, it kind of shows, you know, the people who have the ability to put on these shows that, you know, we're going to come and we're going to support and we're going to watch because this is important to us as well.
And to add on top of that, when we're talking about this, we were saying how, and normally when we see plays about, you know, white families, and you're in the audience, there's a lot of inside jokes that are for them. And, and finally, these inside jokes are for us. And we're going to be the ones on the inside. You know what I mean? Like, specifically and especially for us.
Yeah. And I also just want to add so quickly is if you've ever been to a quinceañera, your cousin's quinceañera, or you've had a quinceañera, you need to come watch the show.
Please come watch the show.
That's awesome. No, you're so right. If we want more representation, we got to also show up and fill up those seats. So how can people go about getting tickets for I'm Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter?
DenverCenter.org. You can go on that website and there will be tickets for multiple shows throughout from October. Well, actually now until November 3rd.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I hope you break all the legs and really appreciate the work that you're doing to, you know, continue to tell our stories. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.